Hello and welcome to Profiles in Risk. This is your host, Tony Canyas, pitching the second in a double hitter today. My hair is driving me insane today, like desperately need a haircut. And today I have with me Chaz Pereira, co-founder and CEO at Roots Automation. Chaz, thank you for joining me today. How's it going?
It's great, Tony. Thank you. And enjoy the long locks. As somebody whose hair is running from his head, I'm envious.
Oh yeah. I don't know. It's a bit messy right now, but yeah, the long is staying. I told my girlfriend eventually she will probably, I will probably look like Santa Claus with long white hair. But definitely keeping it long, and looking at my grandparents, I should go white, which my beard definitely is, but I shouldn't go bald. So I am definitely taking the most advantage of it. So if I'm not mistaken, based on LinkedIn, you are in, New York, right?
I am. Yes. Our offices are in New York and, I'm a Brooklynite otherwise. Okay.
So, and we are recording late November, literally just after the Thanksgiving week. So I can only assume that it is probably already pretty cold in the city.
Yes. Actually, my in-laws were in town from the UK, and we spent a lot of time walking around and, hats, gloves, anything and everything we could stay warm.
No snow yet?
No snow yet.
Okay. Okay, so that's a positive. All right, we always give the guest the chance to give the elevator pitch. What is Roots Automation?
Yeah, so one of the insurance companies, Tony, have spent millions and millions, if not billions, trying to digitally transform, and they've found little success generating improvement through that transformation, largely because insurance is transacted on lots and lots of unstructured data, examples of which might be an email from a broker that contains a bunch of data in the body and then a bunch of attachments. And you have to be able to extract and understand all that data before you can assess a risk and price a policy. Another example are the reams and reams of paper that are coming to the mailroom of an insurance carrier that gets scanned, and then someone has to do something with it. So this has held the insurance industry back from transforming. And we said there's a better way to solve this problem than just throwing more and more people at it, and that's by leveraging artificial intelligence. And so we ended up creating what we call digital coworkers, but in insurance parlance, AI that acts as an underwriting assistant and acts as a claims assistant to essentially do the work that underwriting assistants and claims assistants do at insurance companies. So in that example of assessing a risk and then setting a price, before an underwriter can make that judgment call, there's an underwriting assistant that's sitting there and reading through all those documents, getting data out of those documents and putting into a rater, putting into a policy admin system, essentially doing the prep work to allow an underwriter to make a judgment call. We have a claims assistant AI that does similar things to help the claims adjuster do their job more effectively. So what we ultimately are able to do is help that transformation exercise by taking all of this unstructured data, making sense of it, and then outputting it in a way that any insurance company, any third-party claims administrator, frankly, any broker or agent can consume it consistently. That's what we do day in, day out for companies.
Okay, so helping digest all the unstructured data. Okay, so
yeah,
so,
look,
go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I was going to say that if you're an insurance company, and you're part of an underwriting team, your opportunity to win business is predicated on your ability to develop a quote as fast as you possibly can. What often slows that process down is your inability to consume all the information you need quickly to be able to produce that quote. And so what we're able to do is crunch the time required to do that and accelerate the accuracy at which that transaction is done. And similar things on the claim side, right, that help you reserve better and help you reduce claims leakage.
Okay. how does it integrate into, because sure. As you said, we've invested just a ton of money on modernizing our systems, mm-hmm. which means that we might be partially API ready, but yep. probably not completely. So what does the integration look like?
Yeah, so as you said, we have the ability to integrate via API, so receive documents and send documents back via API. We can integrate with Guidewire, Duck Creek, Majesco. So you name the insurance, the modern SaaS insurance system, and we can integrate with those things as well. But as you said, lots of insurance companies in that transformation journey often add new technology, but they don't get rid of the old technology, right? They're still living in a world of IBM mainframes or 1990s fat or thick client systems. And so the other way that we integrate is our software, our AI, can be told, enter data into this system, and it uses computer vision and natural language processing to actually do the data entry into those systems. So you don't have to script anything. You just need to tell the software, you're acting as a claims assistant on this product line, and it contextually understands the job it has to do, and it figures out how to navigate the systems. So it'll read the data, it'll read the documents, it'll extract the data, but then get it into your system just like any other human would, without having to be scripted.
Okay. So I'm an insurance nerd, but not a technical guy.
Okay.
Former underwriter. So when you talked about underwriting assistants, definitely had a lot of experience with a fantastic UA. And backing claims, I've never run into a claims assistant, but there's definitely lots of processing people that mm-hmm. put stuff in into the system. So how, for a non-technical insurance person like myself, how is this different from just normal robotic process automation or RPA, which we've heard mm-hmm. a lot about in the last few years?
Yeah. So I think the first thing to recognize, to complete a process end to end, you need to be able to handle unstructured data. There is no RPA technology out there. Even the top of the line RPA technology like UiPath can't handle unstructured data. They can give you connections to ChatGPT or to Llama or something to be able to fine tune your own large language models. But they don't fundamentally understand insurance. They don't fundamentally understand insurance language. And so they don't have a way out of the box to be able to be sent any insurance document and contextually understand what is this insurance document and therefore what data do I need out of it so I can do something with it. So that's the first thing that makes this different from RPA, right? That you don't have to train it on insurance documents, insurance language, insurance understanding. The second way is different. To do the RPA piece, you have to script it. You have to tell it if this, then else, else if, else if, else if, else if. And unfortunately, because it's assuming everything is deterministic, that everything is an if this, then else statement, if something changes or something is different, RPA software breaks. Our AI is probabilistic. It understands like a human, hey, if I know I have to enter a piece of data somewhere, if it's not where I expect it to be, I'm smart enough to know it's going to be somewhere else in this process. When I see it, I'll enter it. And so you don't have to script anything. You just tell the software you're a claims assistant or you're an underwriting assistant and you're responsible for directors and officers insurance. And it will take care of the rest. This is important because the other limitation of RPA is to make RPA do all the things I just described, you actually need more than RPA. You certainly need some workflow processing. So maybe you're looking at ServiceNow and Pega. You need some document understanding and document reading. So maybe you need to purchase some HyperScience or Kofax. Then you need some RPA. So maybe you go purchase some UiPath or Automation Anywhere. So imagine having to stitch all those things together. That's complicated. The talent you need to be able to bring all that together, that's complicated. And then minimally, it will take you 10 months to be able to put all that stuff together. And then once you've put it all together, Tony, it's going to break once a week. And by the way, that's not me telling you this. This is McKinsey telling you it's going to break once a week because all their customers are struggling with this versus our software up and running in 5 minutes. Why? Because it's trained on insurance documents. It's trained on insurance data. It's trained on insurance systems. It's like hiring an underwriting assistant that's worked at some other insurance company for years and years and years. Now you're coming to work at your company. You just need to give it a little bit of knowledge about your lingo, but it knows what it's doing.
Okay. Looking at your website, so you mentioned the digital coworker. You have not mentioned InsureGPT. What is InsureGPT? And by the way, fantastic job getting the trademark on that.
So InsureGPT is, consider it a little bit of the brains of the digital coworker. So we've been in the large language model space since 2020. So we started the company in 2018, and we were like, man, we really have to figure out how to solve for all this unstructured data in insurance. And so we started looking at large language models and how that could help us solve that problem. So we've been in that space for a long time. InsureGPT is essentially our fine-tuned large language models working in tandem with our traditional machine learning models. So we have this underlying system that allows us to send a digital coworker any insurance document, and it will contextually understand what that document is and then figure out on its own what data it needs to extract from that document and do it at an accuracy that is better than 98% and in a matter of 30 seconds or less, right? So it works really fast. It works really accurately. And so the brain, so to speak, of the digital coworker is what we call InsureGPT.
Okay.
By the way, it's the same software we use to do mouse clicks and keystrokes, meaning the computer vision is telling InsureGPT, here's what I see on the screen. What should I do with it?
Okay. You've mentioned claims. You've mentioned underwriting. I see on the website that you also play in just insurance operations in general. So basically things outside of claims and underwriting.
Yeah. So where we try to focus our conversations is around helping insurance companies improve their submission to quote ratio. So I'm not trying to make them better underwriters. That's your job as the expert, but I can help you see more work and quote more work. We try to help claims people reduce leakage by identifying high-risk events and high-risk documentation that they should be on top of. And then if you think about the other aspects of managing a policy or managing a claim, it's things like, oh, you got a bind order from a broker. Let's actually bind that policy, right? So that's the responsibility of the policy servicing team. Our digital coworkers, the underwriting assistant, knows how to do that stuff. On the claim side, things like paying a claim, setting up initial reserves, following up with the adjuster, following up with the customer on things, like all the things that you'd expect an assistant to do, that's what the software will do as well.
Okay. How did you realize that this was a problem that you could solve?
14 years of cutting my teeth in the insurance industry, primarily at AIG, where I had the opportunity to work across almost every product line that AIG served, in P&C and life and retirement, and also being responsible for low complexity underwriting, low complexity claim handling, being responsible for all of those insurance operations across AIG globally. All of these things led me to seeing this problem and really, really struggling to solve it at AIG, because you need, insurance is a community exercise, right? As much as every insurance person would like to say, or every insurance company rather, Tony, would like to say, our data is unique, our process is unique. The reality is it isn't, right? In the context of underwriting, for example, commercial underwriting, AIG has to accept Chubb's insurance application, right? You can't just say, I will only accept mine, because the broker is going to decide what application to use. On the claims side, your work product as a claims adjuster is someone else's work product, meaning it's from a lawyer, it's from an accountant, it's from someone else, right? So insurance is very much a communal exercise. So to try to solve that at AIG would be really difficult, because you don't get enough of a breadth of data and a breadth of understanding. And so myself and my partner, John, we left the cushy walls of these insurance companies to try to go solve this for the industry, largely because we have a reverence for the industry. It's, you know, without insurance, progress in every form never occurs. And yet insurance companies are struggling to make money and struggling to stay on top of all of the economic pressures that exist. And so we said, like, there's a better way to help them solve some of these problems, but you got to do it outside the four walls of an insurance company.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. Do we have to bring in the whole thing at once, or can we start with just claims or just underwriting or just a small piece of it?
Yeah, 100%. You can start with one product line within claims or within underwriting, but even then you can go into an even narrower place, meaning often many of our customers, where they ask us to start is with the document classification exercise, specifically in claims. But even then they're like, let's just start with property, personal lines property claims, or let's just start with commercial auto claims. And then once they see the value creation, which for our customers typically happens within the first 3 months, they see their first dollar of net positive ROI. So really, really quick value generation. Then they're like, oh, great. Now let's figure out how to get this into a different product line or expand further into a use case. So we're happy to do those, right? And whether it's document classification or setting up claims or helping to, produce a quote, we can start small and expand from there.
Okay. So it looks like you've been running the company for about 5 years.
We turned 5 in October of 2023. Yeah.
Congratulations. That is,
thank you.
A mature insurtech by this point. Survivor.
We don't feel that at all. We're still learning so many things from all of our customers, and there's so much more for us to do before we feel like we got to where we wanted to get to. Okay. But I appreciate the point nonetheless.
Yeah, lots of intrinsics don't survive to the 5 year point. So that is fantastic. What is there anything else that is coming down the pipe that's not yet released that you can go ahead and talk about?
Yeah, so I mentioned how you can tell the digital coworker by writing to it or by speaking to it. You can tell it you're a claims assistant and you're doing workers' comp claim handling. So we've taken that and we are now moving it in from product into platform, meaning you can tell the software, I don't just want you to be a claims assistant or an ops person at an insurance company. I want you to be a finance person at an insurance company, and I want you to help me with the collections process. Or I want you to be a legal associate at an insurance company. I want you to help look at our contracts, right? The software, the platform allows our customers to start to move far beyond underwriting and claims and insurance operations and start to tackle other aspects of the insurance value chain.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay. Kind of last question. Why is it called Roots?
It's really simple. The roots of any insurance company are their people. And in much the same way as, roots of trees are what hold up mountains. If you think about these insurance companies as mountains, it's their people that really make the difference. And our objective has always been, how do we get insurance people off their computers, onto phones, engaging with customers? Because that is where your brand is actually met. It's not met in an email. It's met in a conversation. And we want to continue to foster that. And insurance companies, let's face it, if you have a claim, something bad has happened, and what you don't want is a faceless entity engaging with you. You want a name. You want to know it's Tony. You want to know Tony's got your back. You want to hear Tony's voice, right? That's really what we want to promote. And that's why we called it Roots, because it's really about helping people that support these insurance companies get back to the thing they do best, which is engaging with customers and helping them solve some really hard problems.
Okay, I love the image of people as the root holding the insurance company together. Fantastic. Chaz, thank you so much for your time today. It's been interesting. Look forward to see you around as we hit the conference circuit again come spring. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Tony. I really appreciate the opportunity to connect with you, and hope your audience gets some benefit out of this. I suppose I should just end with, would love for them, if they want to learn more about Roots Automation, it's www.rootsautomation.com or info@rootsautomation.com.
Perfect. I'll definitely include the website on the show notes for the listeners. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it.